thank you for being here. My name is Mother Mahendran, and in this meditation, I will be guiding you through a practice that we at the Department of Imaginary Affairs call the Gratitude Balm, where balm is spelled B-A-L-M. For me, the Gratitude Balm is a practice that has emerged over the years. I was finding myself noticing these incredible things about the people in my life and was craving a way to reflect that back to them. A way that felt careful, consensual, honest, and loving. And this year, I had the chance to bring this practice into our work with the Stories of Us project. And through this meditation, I hope to have a chance to share it with you. For me, the making of a gratitude balm is guided by a set of feelings, instincts, and intuition. For me, these are all credible knowledge keepers. So, as I guide you on this immersive journey where you can explore who you want to balm and what you want to share with them, I invite you to trust your own set of knowledge keepers. Feelings, instincts, and intuition. If and whenever you encounter resistance. This is a practice for you if it's starting to feel like thank you just doesn't cover everything you want to share. This is a practice for you if you want to share gratitude, not just as a courtesy, but as a gift in and of itself. And the bonus is that with the gratitude balm, it has the potential to be a gift both to the balmer as well as the balmee. This is a practice for you if you're yearning for the depth of connection that can emerge from teasing apart, acknowledging, and appreciating the unique ingredients that someone adds to your life, team, or family. And this is a practice for you if you're looking to tap into an internal reservoir of abundance at a time when most external cues are suggesting scarcity. And if you're still here, I'd wager that this is a practice for you. Period. I invite you to take 5 deep breaths with me. And if you're still here on that 5th exhale, I'll take that as your enthusiastic consent to join me on this journey. Inhale. And exhale. As you start to think about who you feel drawn to balm, allow their names, faces, memories, and sensations to emerge and come before your mind's eye. Notice the feelings that accompany each name, each face, each memory, or sensation. Notice the shoulds. There may be people in your life that you feel like you should or need to balm, given your relationship to them or their life circumstance. Notice the charge, if any, that's associated with each name, each face, each memory, each sensation. Notice where there is ease, and notice where there is resistance. And know that ultimately, who you choose to balm is up to you. For me, the most authentic balms are the ones that emerge when I've thought of someone several times over the last while but just haven't made the time to let them know. Or when I feel like I have something of substance to say to someone, and our usual means of communication can't quite hold or do justice to what I want to share with them. Or when the bomb feels less like an obligation or a favor to this person, and more like an expression of what's already inside of me. An expression of something that wants to come out of me. At this point, you may have landed on a name or the face of a person you would like to bomb. You may even have several people in mind. Or you may be dizzy from the flurry of faces and not yet be able to pinpoint who you want to bomb. And if that's the case, that's okay. Hit pause if you need to, and when you have someone in mind, hit play. Imagine a blank canvas in front of you. Trust that this canvas will be able to hold all of the thoughts, words, images, emotions, memories, and gratitude that comes out of you over the next while. And in the space between you and this canvas, allow yourself to imagine this person. This person you would like to bomb. How would you describe the person standing in front of you? What qualities, quirks, descriptors, or expressions come to mind? What does this person evoke, inspire, or bring up in you simply by way of existing? What is something that feels so central to this person's essence, such an integral part of who they are? Something so obvious to you that you've always assumed that they know this about themselves. Tell them. What is something that you notice this person doing with a lot of care, intention, and attention? Tell them. What are the stories, memories, or interactions that come to mind when you think of this person? Why are these stories so integral to your experience of this person? What are the common threads, if any, between these stories, memories, and interactions? Tell them. What is something that you've noticed about this person that makes you smile? The kind of smile that involuntarily appears on your face as you think of them. What is something about this person that you wish that they could see as clearly as you do, or believe as strongly as you do? Tell them. And as you tell them, don't be afraid to use examples. To tell them, to remind them about that time when, or to specify exactly what they did or what you saw in them in that moment. To be remembered, to be noticed, is powerful. To have someone reflect you back to you, not only as you are now, but as you've evolved over the time that they've known you, is powerful. Who or what reminds you of this person? What feelings, sights, sounds, experiences, or ideas do you associate with this person? Analogies and metaphors, where they are sincere, can be powerful. I once had someone that I had just met tell me that the sense that they got from me is the equivalent to the safety that a young child feels when their mom walks into the room. That was 4 years ago, and I still hold those words close. What is something that this person does or did that probably feels inconsequential to them, but means or meant something to you? How have you raved about this person to others that you haven't yet shared with them? And as you're filling the canvas in front of you with the responses that are emerging from your mind, body, heart, and soul, I invite you to pause for a moment. Take a moment and breathe with me. Are you being honest? Is this the real real? Is there anything that you're sugarcoating or holding back? I ask you this, as I often ask myself, because sometimes we run the risk of getting so caught up in making someone feel good or in constructing the perfect story that we gloss over the parts of us and the parts of them that make us human, that make us flawed, that make us people in progress. What is the most honest thing that you can share with this person? Where do you see this person struggling? Where do you see them continuing to show up? What is the side of this person that you've only seen glimpses of, but are curious about and want to uplift? How might you share these things with this person in a way that is both honest and full of care? As you layer these observations onto the canvas before you, notice how you're feeling. Whether we realize it or not, whether I care to admit it or not, I think gratitude bombs are for us first. While it may be true that we want to share gratitude or make someone feel appreciated, I do believe that first and foremost, these gratitude bombs are an expression of what's inside of us and of what wants to come out. So, it's also our responsibility to make sure that once it's out, that it's actually something that we want to share, that it's something that's useful to share. A bomb not sent or shared is not an unsuccessful bomb. And in these moments, it can be helpful to remember that what comes out of us doesn't necessarily have to reach others. Maybe all it needed was to come out of us. And where you do decide that you want to share all or part of this canvas with this person as a gratitude bomb, I invite you to think about how you might share it with them. What medium might they find the most meaningful? Would they prefer a card, a voice note, an email, a video message, a phone call, a Zoom call, a mailed letter, an album, something shared in private, or something shared in the presence of others? Does this medium feel genuine for you? And last but not least, how might you prepare someone to receive your gratitude bomb? Receiving love or gratitude may not be an experience that everyone is comfortable with. It can be an intense experience to have someone reflect you back to you. Being and feeling seen can be a vulnerable experience. So, how might you create an opportunity for consent? Maybe if you're sharing with them live, you can ask them if they'd be open to you sharing how you experience them. Maybe you can ask them whether now is a good time. Or if you're sending an email or a recorded message, maybe you could let them know in the first few lines or in a separate note about the nature of the message. Let them know that they might want to read or listen or watch it when they have the capacity to receive it. These are simple gestures, and yet, in creating these opportunities for this person to make an informed choice, you're respecting their space and their boundaries, and ultimately setting them up to better receive your gratitude. And that, my friend, is the essence of a gratitude bomb. No two are the same, and the ones that you share, if any, will be uniquely yours. This practice reminds me, especially in this time, that we are each other's bombs. And the inspiration to share this practice with you was born out of repeating the following lines of a poem by American poet, author, and teacher Gwendolyn Brooks. I invite you to take in these words with deep breaths, letting go of anything you want to leave behind with each exhale. We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond. We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond. We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond.